Take hold. Engage. You are now entering the Cerebro Podcast. Thought of the day comes from American satirist and journalist P.J. O'Rourke. Government proposes, bureaucracy disposes, and the bureaucracy must dispose of government proposals by dumping them on us. Joke of the day. What kind of stance can you build up when you push against barriers? Answer. A drive for a pretty good resist stance. Welcome to the 7th episode. Thank you for joining me today. In the last episode, I talked about existential philosopher Albert Camus. I also talked about the power of conformity and the power of nonconformity. But before I learned about philosophy from school, I learned about the power of TV theme songs. In episode 1, I mentioned the power of the Facts of Life theme song. For those who are unfamiliar with it, here it is.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you grow, and now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life.
Actress Jerry Jewell played Cousin Jerry with cerebral palsy. She was an absolute role model that pushed the belief barriers of TV in the 1980s. But for me, there were also two shows in the 1980s whose theme songs referenced fighting the system in different ways. Both were action shows that were very family-friendly. Both shows' theme songs also bolstered my belief systems. The first show was The Dukes of Hazzard. It was a country-style action-adventure show about the Duke boys who lived in the fictional Hazzard County, Georgia. The Duke boys were put on probation by the police commissioner, who also happened to be the wealthiest man in Hazzard County, to accumulate more wealth and power. The corrupt Jefferson Davis, aka J.D. Boss Hogg, would often participate in illegal schemes or direct other criminal behavior. The Duke boys often fought against the system with low-tech solutions like their fists and some good old country boy justice, with frequent car chases. For listeners who need a refresher, here's the theme song.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curve, someday the mountain might get 'em, but the law never will. Making their way, the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow. just a good old boy. Wouldn't change if they could. Fighting the system like a two modern day Robin Hood.
Making my way the only way I know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow. That particular piece of the theme song resonated with me because I tried and moved the only way I knew how with my crutches, but many of the systems in the ADA didn't exist yet. Another show of the 1980s, Knight Rider fought against the system with the Knight Industries 2000, or KIT for short. For those who don't remember the theme song, here it is.
Knight Rider, a shadowy flight into the dangerous world of a man who does not exist. Of the innocent, the helpless, the powerless, in a world of criminals who operate above the law.
About a technologically advanced vehicle to fight against people and especially technology companies and systems that operated above the law. I identified as a loner who tried to carry a crutch crusade for the innocent, the helpless, and the powerless. I also knew other kids with muscular dystrophy and other disabilities who didn't have my same mobility level. Of course, computers, computer networks, and the internet were not available yet in the 1980s, or as widely used as they are now. A wristwatch communicator and self-driving cars were fantasies and science fiction in the 1980s. The car was virtually indestructible. The show revolved around the Foundation for Law and Government, with the acronym FLAG. The Public Justice Organization was similar to the concept of the ACLU. I was a big fan of both of these shows. They fought the system from different perspectives. Both the Dukes of Hazzard and Knight Rider helped to inspire me to fight for my individual rights and the public good. The theme songs helped me develop an honor code that I later used when I fought for benefits through Social Security and through the state of New York and the state of Virginia. The theme songs resonated with me so much that they became part of my belief system. As long as people with disabilities fight for their independence and control of their own lives, they deserve assistance to make the systems better and therefore more accessible. Some systems that are inaccessible basically block the road of positive pursuit to purpose and prosperity. One of the problems with behemoth bureaucracies are that they're gears get gummed up and grind grossly with inefficiency, which often causes a frustrating frenzy. I have created a vehicle to help build a system, circumstance, attrition, resistance, solution. It is based on a mantra I have for serenity. The acronym is S-CARS. I asked for strength, and God gave me difficulties to make me strong. I asked for wisdom, and God gave me problems to solve. I asked for prosperity, and God gave me brains and brawn to work. I asked for courage, and God gave me dangers to overcome. I asked for love, and God gave me troubled people to help. I asked for favors, and God gave me opportunities. I received nothing I wanted, but I received everything I needed. Again, the acronym stands for System, Circumstance, Attrition, Resistance, Solution. It has given me a turbo boost that is not science fiction. When I am in need of peace of mind, or when my mind is in pieces, the mantra helps me deal with different system circumstances that are often beyond my control. How can you change your approach to systems or a problem? What theme songs have bolstered your beliefs or strengthened your determination? In other words, what vehicle or mantra do you have to accelerate your system circumstance, attrition, resistance, solution to deal with your facts of life? I hope you enjoyed the 7th episode. Thank you for allowing me to be a voice inside your head. I would love to hear your thoughts. Please share the podcast with one or two people you know. You can listen to the show on Podbean, iTunes, and Google Play. The Cerebral Podcast is also now on Spotify. Shout out to the listeners on the Cerebral Podcast Facebook group. You can email the show at thecerebralpodcast@gmail.com to send questions, comments, and ideas for the show. And remember, it takes effort to be vulnerable, be accountable, and be respectful in the way you treat others and yourself. You can be the biggest variable when you take ownership. Now, take hold, engage in your world. You are now leaving the Cerebral Podcast.